Well, greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. What do we know about the three kings or wise men coming from the east to visit the newborn king of the Jews, Jesus Christ? What do we know about the Star of Bethlehem? What do we know about other Christmas traditions which are being portrayed around this time of year? Well, first of all, let me explain to you that the Bible nowhere says how many wise men came to greet Christ. It doesn't say that there were magicians. It doesn't say that there were kings. And it doesn't say that they came during the night when Christ was born. I'd like to read to you from the British Daily Telegraph, dated December 20, 2007, quoting Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Rowan Williams, and this is what he had to say according to the paper. He said the Christmas story of the three wise men was nothing but a legend. He claimed that there was certainly nothing to prove that there were three of them or that there were kings. He went on to say that other Christmas story details need to be dispelled. He said there were probably no asses or oxen in the stable. He also argued that Christmas cards which showed the Virgin Mary cradling the baby Jesus flanked by shepherds and wise men were misleading. As for the scenes that depicted snow falling in Bethlehem, the Archbishop said the chances that he was born in December are very unlikely. He added Jesus was probably not born in December at all. He said Christmas was when it was because it fitted well with the winter festival. See, and that's the key to understand. The Bible doesn't say that Christmas was, that Christ rather was born on December 25. In fact, it strongly indicates that that couldn't have happened, because during that night, shepherds were still on the field with their sheep, and that never would have happened in December. The sheep would have been by that time in their stables. And there are other reasons why Christ couldn't have born in December. But, you see, pagan worshippers celebrated the birthday of their sun god on December 25. And these sun gods are called Mithra or Attis or even Baal. And of course, Christmas was already celebrated by pagan worshippers long before the birth of Jesus Christ. That should give us reason to think and meditate about what we are doing today and why we are doing it. Now, I'd like to also quote to you from a German magazine, PM, which had this to say a few years ago about the so-called three holy kings. It pointed out that in the Gospel we are not told how many there were. The Oriental churches speak of 12. Jacob of Edessa, who lived in about 640 after Christ, one of the most important ancient writers of the Church of the Jacobites, writes, "They were from Persia, but they were not three, as portrayed by artists for the people, as derived from the threeness of the gifts of gold, myrrh, and frankincense, but rather 12, as can be seen in many traditions. Those who came were princes and well-respected persons from the country of Persia. Many people, more than 1,000 men, accomplished them so that Jerusalem became very excited when they arrived." And so this tradition that there were actually 12 wise men has had a long history. The Jews believed that the 12 representatives of the ancient house of Israel and Judah would come to greet the newborn king of the Jews when he was born. I also like to read to you from the Bible Encyclopedia, which has this to say. There is no indication that they, the wise men, practiced sorcery or claimed magical powers. Their recorded conduct is sincere and worshipful. They appear to have researched the Old Testament and believed its prophecies about the Messiah. And as I will point out in a moment, those prophecies also said that the star would arise when the king would be born. It goes on to say, the record does not specifically say that there were three or that there were kings, but there was obvious wealth involved. They did not arrive until possibly almost 2 years after Christ's birth, certainly sometime after his presentation in the temple. There is no mention of camels or any mode of transportation in the biblical record. There is also no mention of their names. Did you catch that? These wise men didn't arrive at the time when Christ was born. They arrived quite some time later. Because, you see, the star appeared to them in the east, led them to Jerusalem, where they talked to Herod, and then they found out that the newborn king would be born in Bethlehem, and then the star appeared again and led them to the way where Christ was at that time. And the Bible says he was no longer in a stable, he was in a house. Now, what about that star? Some have said, oh, this was just a constellation in the universe, and the way the planets and the suns got together, it kind of helped to create a little more light. And people have even used that quote-unquote astronomic natural constellation to figure out when Christ was born. That's, of course, utter nonsense. You see, here's an article I'd like to read to you from J.H. Blunt in the Annotated Bible. He has this to say: taking the evidence into account and not mere conjecture, the star must have been an appearance of a supernatural kind. It guided them westward to Jerusalem. It afterwards moved in a manner so different from that of fixed stars, planets, or even ordinary comets that they could distinguish its motion as leading them 6 miles southward to Bethlehem. Then it stood, as stars are never known to stand still. It may have been a guiding angel, and such an idea is in accordance with that of ancient art. The Bible many times refers to angels as stars, compares them with stars. We read in the book of Revelation that Jesus Christ, the Lamb, has 7 stars in his hands, and then he identifies them as the 7 angels of the 7 churches. In the Old Testament, you find that angels sometimes are compared with morning stars. And so it is very likely that the star, which is referred to here in the Gospels, is actually an angel leading the wise men, who apparently understood who that star was, to Jerusalem and then to Bethlehem. But what about other quote-unquote Christmas traditions? For instance, the Christmas tree and the fact that people are putting presents under the Christmas tree for their children. Did you know that the pagans did exactly that? Those pagan gods they worshipped had a very specific idol. It was a tree, an evergreen tree. And according to legend, when they were born on, according to legend, December 25, presents were to be found under that tree. Do we understand where all these traditions come from? And do we also understand that the New Testament church never kept Christmas? The Bible doesn't say anywhere that we should keep Christmas. It is interesting that the Bible specifically tells true Christians what festivals to keep, but Christmas isn't one of them. And we also understand that the origins of Christmas are rooted in paganism. And God tells us that we shouldn't worship him in the way the pagans worship their gods. Christmas is an interesting festival when we understand its origins, because it becomes a test for true Christians, whether we want to obey God or whether we want to obey the traditions of men. But God says, in vain do they worship me, keeping as doctrines the traditions of men and doing away with my commandments. Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.